Also want to bring in Dr. Imitas Suleiman. He is the founder of the Gift of the Givers Foundation, a disaster response organization. He joins me now live from Johannesburg. Dr. Suleiman, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us here on TRT World. Your organization works with fighting hunger in many places around the world. How would you describe what's going on in Gaza?
Well, good morning to you, Pat, and thank you very much. In this case, it's very clear. In other cases we've worked in, it's due to natural phenomena. We saw famine in Niger. We saw famine and hunger in Somalia. But it was not orchestrated. It was purely a weather condition where there was drought and no water. In this case in Gaza, it's sinister because it's a war crime. It's totally orchestrated to make sure that people die from starvation. If you ask, I ask all your viewers just to consider that today is around 174 days of the war. Let's say for the first 74 days, even though the food was cut off, you had food from the shops, from the warehouses, from your house, from your neighbor. So 74 days you survived. Well, any viewer survived 100 days without food. And let's say all those people were healthy, who tried to survive food without 100 days. But then came complications. Came no water, no sanitation, one toilet for 200 to 300 people. You started getting waterborne infections, hepatitis, all people with chronic disease require water and support. They got infected. They needed food to survive. What happens then? The demand on food becomes much, much greater in those kind of conditions. And then, of course, pre the war, you had close to 600 or 700 trucks coming into Gaza. But that was under normal situation, where you could access food, you can buy food, and everybody was fine. Now in a war situation, you need more than double that amount to come through, to take care of everyone, because people can't buy food. Either there is no food available, or they can't access it, or they can't reach the area, or they have no jobs and no money. So the number of trucks has to be substantially increased to bring in inverted commas free food for people to access that food. But the opposite has happened. The number of trucks coming into Gaza has substantially reduced. And the trucks all are not carrying food. Some are carrying other supplies, detergents, blankets, mattresses. So the food amount that's coming in is substantially reduced. How are you going to feed 2.3 million people? The stats that you are receiving are from those that are visible, people that you can see in the camps, in the streets, walking around. What about the people that you can't see? Those several hundred thousand that are trapped in the north, who are too afraid to come out because they get killed by snipers, they get killed by tanks, they stay in their homes. How do we know of the situation of those people in those homes? Most of the vegetable gardens are destroyed. Most of the sheep and other animals have been killed. How do they access food? And the other thing that has not been discussed, I don't know, I'm not on your channel, and I, you know, I'm in South Africa, so I don't see your channel, but a thing that worries me is what I've seen in other natural disasters, not where it's a war crime, where it's instigated or, you know, created by men specifically. A lot of women, in time, when they don't have meals, they don't have breast milk. And you would find, but all the new deliveries, they don't have breast milk to feed their children. I don't know if that's been documented anywhere inside Gaza. It's very difficult to document everything because everyone's now worried about survival and the best you can, you know, to do to get food, medical care. So to me, this is a huge issue. We are getting aid in, but I mean, three trucks took 20 days to get in. It took 13 days to cover 30 kilometers from Kerem Shalom to Rafah. And this is the challenge that we have. It's a systematic, planned system to not allow access of food. And that's why the UN has been bombed. Their workers have been killed. Their funding has been stopped because they were the main role player, as your correspondent said earlier, to provide support for Gaza pre the war, during the war. So all the logistics and the capability has been totally curtailed. And this is a monstrous by a terrorist state, a terrorist government led by a terrorist leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, and his terrorist defense minister, to bring terror into the hearts of the people of Gaza, to destroy them to slaughter them and to starve them to death.
Now, Dr. Suleiman, of course, you bring up a really important point there about these women and the suffering that they're going through and what happens when they don't actually get enough food. Looking long term, if this starvation continues, what do you think is going to happen to the population of Gaza and future generations?
They're going to be stunted. Intellectual capacity is going to be affected. You're going to have more people dying from disease and hunger than from the bombs. And I think that's the actual aim. The actual aim is to have more people die from disease, because once the body is not nutritionally fulfilled or has the nutritional ingredients, it can't survive diseases what normal people and normal children can. This seems like an all-out effort to destroy the intellectual capacity, the development, the new generation, and everything in Gaza, to obliterate it from the face of the earth. That's why medical personnel have been deliberately targeted or executed or kidnapped or killed directly. So the intellectual knowledge, the years of experience with the people who serve the longest in hospitals is gone. So you can have hospitals, but no educational trained people to deal with the patients. Then you kill the children to make sure there's no future generation. Then you kill the women to make sure they can't give birth to new children. And then the children who are there, you starve them to death, you intellectually impair them, you give them malnutrition, they can't serve the country itself. And this is what's going to happen in the long run. And of course, you make sure that people don't have access to sanitation and don't have access to water. Kidney disease is a big problem inside Gaza. You know, and with absence of water, it's going to be a huge issue. We used to send in teams 3 times a year to do many kidney transplants inside Gaza. They are going to have a lot of kidney infections in that area, and a lot of people are going to die from that. This is the planned extermination and the total removal of an entire nation. And, I mean, United Nations, they can intervene in many other countries in the world. They can send in troops. They can stop the fighting. They can deliver aid. There is no will. There has to be will. If you are a non-white country, if you don't serve their interests, you don't support imperialism and colonialism, you are not considered important, and you are left to die in indignity as the people of Gaza are dying right now.
Dr. Suleiman, the founder of the Gift of Givers Foundation, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us here on the NewsHour.